The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sean Defoe is our political correspondent and is with me now. Sean, what's the latest on who might be Fianna Fáil's nominee for president?
Yeah, what a day. I mean, news doesn't move at all for ages and then it moves really fast. So I suppose chronologically, Billy Kelleher has now officially entered the race or is attempting to enter the race and wrote to the parliamentary party today to say that he wants to be a candidate for Fianna Fáil for the presidential election. And no sooner was the ink dry on that or no sooner had the email been sent than Minister James Lawless, the higher education minister down at the Kennedy Summer School in New Ross, became the first minister to endorse someone and endorsed Jim Gavin, the former Dublin GAA manager. And this is particularly interesting because effectively it confirms Gavin's candidacy. We haven't heard and still haven't heard from the man himself.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. I mean, is Jim Gavin definitely in the race?
I think as of today, you can take it that he is in the race because we still haven't heard from him, as I mentioned. I keep having to remind myself of this. But talking to people today, look, a senior minister would not be coming out endorsing him if he was not going to be in the race. And reading between the lines and from talking to people today, essentially what they were saying is Micheál Martin saw Billy Kelleher making manoeuvres, said to the senior ministers, get on this, let's get out ahead of it. Jim Gavin is the man that we want. As I said, James Lawless made that statement down at the Kennedy Summer School. I caught up with him just afterwards to confirm. I had in fact heard him write and ask him a few questions. Here's what he had to say about endorsing Jim Gavin.
I think Jim Gavin is an excellent candidate. I think we are in a lucky position as a party, in a healthy position. We have a number of excellent candidates presenting. But I think Jim Gavin stands out for me as somebody with a lifetime of public service through his leadership in the Defence Forces, community service through the GAA primarily, social justice, epitomised by his chairing of the North East Inner City Task Force, Energy Citizens Assembly. And he understands the multilateral rules-based order that we must inhabit now as a nation. And he's also somebody who resonates at home. So for me, Jim Gavin will be an outstanding candidate for the Fianna Fáil party and to represent the nation through the term ahead as president. So I wish him every success and I will be supporting Jim Gavin.
Is this the Micheál Martin candidate as well? Is this like the party HQ has the back is backing Jim Gavin?
I think it's fair to say a number of us in senior positions in the party, I think that he would be a great candidate. The Taoiseach, I believe, has been engaging with him closely over the summer. So has the Deputy Leader, Minister Chambers. I have met Jim on a number of occasions over the years. He's attended GAA events in Kildare, etc., that I've been at. I was always very impressed by him and taken by his public service and that Defence Forces role, I think, and that understanding of international relations. He's been in Chad on military activities. He's led different initiatives. For me, he's a really standout guy.
What about Billy Kelleher? He's obviously written to your party colleagues today. He also wants the nomination. Well, why not Billy?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to speak to Billy yet. I'm sure he's, you know, I've heard that he's expressed an interest. And look, I think Billy's doing a great job in Europe. I actually want to recognise the job he's doing. Billy was a colleague in the parliamentary party, obviously, when we served there together, and is a great statesman. But I think Billy's doing a really good job in Europe right now. And, you know, I think that's really important work also.
Okay, so says James Lawless down there at the Kennedy Summer School. And I appreciate the fact that you're down there and immersed in everything that's happening there. But I see that Gavin Riley of Virgin Media and formerly this parish as well has been talking to Bertie Ahern today, Sean. And Bertie is not ruling himself out. And then Bertie himself goes on to say, and if you're not ruling yourself out, it means you're in.
Yeah, such a Bertieism, isn't it? If you're not out,
just
you're
say
still
you're in.
Yeah, just say it, just confirm it. Really interesting clip there from Gavin. So look, Bertie wants it, I think, is what we can take from that, is him finally saying without saying it that he would actually like it. I've spoken to quite a few people today, and because all of the chat was about Billy Kelleher and about Jim Gavin, you know, I was asking them, what's the story with Bertie? Does he have any backing? And the pretty much roundabout consensus was, if you could just insert Bertie Ahern into the role of presidency, they actually think he'd be a pretty good president. But none of them want to go through the campaign that drags Fianna Fáil through the tribunals, through the, you know, they're not having a bank account, through all of that stuff. And that up until maybe last week, he was a more active consideration. And almost as soon as Jim Gavin and Billy Kelleher came on the pitch, that went away because they are two credible candidates. And I imagine what you'll see happen is when Micheál Martin convenes the parliamentary party next week, he will set the bar so high to get a nomination that it will be impossible for three of them to get on the ballot.
Listen, there might be people listening to this, Sean. I think it's all getting very messy. But one wonders whether this might all actually work in Fianna Fáil's favour. I mean, they are the sole focus of political attention at the moment.
Well, completely. And if you look, like, it looks as though there's going to be a coronation again in Fine Gael, that Sean Kelly is not going to get the nomination and it will be Heather Humphreys.
Yeah, I wonder, there has to be voices within Fine Gael looking at what's happening with Fianna Fáil and looking at the possibility of an actual contest and thinking, we missed a trick there.
Well, it's just becoming a Fine Gael thing, isn't it? You don't have a contest for when it was Simon Harris. You didn't have a contest for Mairead McGuinness. Now you're not having a contest for Heather Humphreys. It just kind of, they're afraid of some sort of internal conflict when actually there can be upsides to it in that you dominate the media agenda. If you have a kind of tight enough process of 2 weeks and you don't have Billy Gallagher and Jim Gavin totally tearing the back off each other, it actually could be a good thing in that they get a lot of media attention. We know Sinn Féin is going to be off the pitch for at least another week while they decide whatever they're going to do, and it potentially as late as September 20th before they announce, according to Mary Lou McDonald. So all the oxygen is floating around them. Meanwhile, there's missteps happening for Catherine Connolly. Her campaign is sort of stuttering along without getting a whole lot of positive attention. You know, you couldn't rule it out. This election is totally wide open, and all of the attention being on Fianna Fáil, for a change in a relatively positive light for them, I suppose they'll take.
Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent. Sean, thank you very, very much for that. 087 1400 106, the number if you want to get in touch. Could you not convince Pat Kenny to run for president? Says somebody, maybe that's the plan. Maybe he'll be a Monday to Friday president and then he can do the show here at the weekends. Maybe that's what it's been all about. You'd have to wait and find out.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.